Alei Shuru Chelek Beis Daf Tzadi Zayin. The fifth chapter is entitled Ahavas Torah. The author says, Ad koi nisinu levarer latzmenu mai ha-Torah. Thus far we've tried to clarify to ourselves what is the Torah. Me'ata anu nase ladas eich aleinu lageshes elea. From now on we'll try to explain how it is that we are to approach it. Yadrich oisanu bazeh ha-Midrash Tanchuma v'farashas Noach Siman Gimel. So we'll be guided by Midrash Tanchuma over there. The Midrash begins, Yisbarach Shemoy Shel Melech Malachem Melechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebachar B'Yisrael Mishevim U'Mois. We bless Hashem for having chosen Yisrael out of all the nations. V'Nasan Lones HaTira Shebichsav. He gave us the written Torah B'Remez Tzifunois Ustu Mois. But much of the Torah Shebichsav is allusions, and it's not very clear. It is subtle. But Chazal then explained it in Torah Shebal Peh, V'gila Oysal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed this to Israel. Not only that, Ela Shebichsav Kelalois, V'Torah Shebal Peh Peratois. Torah Shebichsav is characterized as being general. It's broad. Torah Shebal Peh contains details, specifics. V'al Shebal Peh Emar, it's regarding Torah Shebal Peh, that the Pasuk says, Arukam Eretz Mida Urchava Min Yam. The Pasuk in Yoiv says it is longer than the land, wider than the sea. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Uchsiv loiti motze be'eretz chayim. Another pasuk says it's not to be found in the land of the living, which is odd. Vechi be'eretz ha'meisim timotze. Do we find it in the land of the deceased? Ela sheloiti matze Torah Shebal Peh etzel mi sheyevakesh oineg olam. When the pasuk says that you can't find Torah be'eretz chayim, it means those are looking for life, in inverted commas. Those who are seeking pleasure, inego ilam ta'ava v'chavoid u'gdula bo'ilam hazeh. They're seeking to satiate their desires and achieve high status. You won't find Torah Shebal Peh there, ela b'mish she'meimis atzmoi oleha. But rather, the one who is meimis atzmoi oleha, she'nema zeis atera adam ki amus be'ohel. That pasuk is, of course, in Chukas. Zeis atera adam ki amus be'ohel. The simple pshat is halacha to do with Tuma and Tahara, if a person does, and Reish Lakish is the one who darshans this on a deeper level. Zayis HaTorah, where do you find Torah Shebal Peh? Adam ki yamus be'oel, when a person's meim is atzmoy aleha. Lefi shaloi koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael el al Torah Shebal Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the covenant with Am Yisrael regarding Torah Shebal Peh. Shenema al pi hadvarim ho'ile, korati itecha bris. It's a drosha from Gemara. In Gittin, if I remember correctly, in Daf Samech, this is directly from there. Al pi hadevarim elu, generally we translate it according to these words, but in the literal sense, it refers to oral words. Al pi hadevarim, so that's the covenant. V'zei Torah shebe'al peh shi kasha lilmoid. It is difficult to master. V'yesh batzar gadol. There's a pain involved in it, an effort. Discomfort, perhaps. She meshulah lechoshech, so much so that Torah Shebal Peh is compared to darkness. She neema, another pasuk says, v'ha'am ha'ilchim b'choshech ra'u oir gadol. The nation treading in the darkness then saw a great light. Eilu ba'alei ha'talmud. It's a reference to ba'alei ha'talmud. She ra'u oir gadol. Eventually, after the immense toil, they see a great light. She'kadosh bo me'ir eneihem. Kadosh bo illuminates the eyes. Beisur veheter betomei vetahir in all aspects of halacha. Veloi kiblu Yisrael esatorah shekafalem esahar kegigis. Yisrael refused to accept the Torah until the mountain was held over their heads. Veim toimar al haTorah shebichsav kafalem esahar. Do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to hold the mountain over their heads to accept Torah shebichsav? No. Veloi mishah shamalen mekablim atem esatorah anu kulam emunase v'nishma. When he offered the Torah to them, they said naase v'nishma. Torah Shebichsav, yes? First of all, there's no toil involved there. It's a little bit, you can master it easily. Torah Shebichsav, they were willing to say Naaseh V'Nishma. It's little in quantity and it's not difficult. So that's not where he had to hold the mountain over the heads. Elo Malen, it's when he said to them, Ala Torah Shebal Peh, accept that. Sheyesh Badikdukei Mitzvois Kalois V'Chamurois. All sorts of subtleties and details and minutiae. V'azza kamaves, this is a pasuk now. The Midrash is paraphrasing a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. V'azza kamaves, it's as powerful, as sharp as death, the kasha kishulkin asa, it's very, very powerful and difficult. לפי שאין למד עיסה, אלא מי שאוהב הקדוש ברוך הוא בכל ליבוי ובכל נפשו ובכל מידוי. Only those who love הקדוש ברוך הוא with a full heart and a full soul and all one's resources dedicates himself to learn Torah בעל פה. שנאמר, פוסק אין נשמע ואוהבתו עיס השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מידיך. Says the author, כל מהלך חזל במאמר זה, the entire approach, process here of חזל in this statement of Midrash Tanhuma, is to show us that involvement in Torah Shebal Peh is founded on Ahava. The first chidush, and we're going to speak about this later in this chapter, is that what characterizes Torah Shebichsav is it's broad, it's general, it's rules, and Torah Shebal Peh is details and specifics. Achein, indeed, b'Torah yesh teryag mitzvois, ve'ein ba achas k'sharish nisbasha b'Talmud. All 630 mitzvois are clarified in the Talmud, k'divrei haRamban b'sefer vikuach siman lametes. Like the Ramban says in Sefer Vikuach, as we mentioned before, this is available in the Shavel edition of Kol Kisvei haRamban. It's there only in Hebrew, it's, as far as I know, never been translated, but it's there in siman lametes. So the Ramban made this point that the Talmud elaborates and clarifies all the mitzvahs. Kol perateh v'dikdokeh shel kol mitzvah meforashim b'shas. All the details and the minutiae of every mitzvah are explained in the shas. Keitzad higiu chazal reichav zeh shel ha-shas. How did chazal achieve this breadth of the shas? Asher arukam eretz midah urchava min hayam. As the pasuk quoted above in the midrash from Iyoiv says, the shas which is longer than the land and wider than the sea. Al kol ha-havayos de abaye verov, including all the discussions of abaye verov. It's a general term, of course. Includes a Abaye v'Rova, but also everything else, all the discussions, all the deliberations, v'chol ha'yibayos, the ifshetei v'delo ifshetei, all the questions that are posed, those that are resolved, but those that aren't resolved. How did Chazal achieve this enormous breadth? Ein zos el ahava. The answer to it is the love that they had for this. Ha'oyhev ritzel adas me'ahav kol prat ufrat. The lover wants to know of the beloved every single detail. V'chol dikduk katan yakar loy. Every little point is precious to him. He wants to know. Kach klalei mitzvois nimseru b'Torah shebichsav. So broadly, the mitzvois are given in Torah shebichsav, in a sentence or two, sometimes even less than that, a few words. Generally, broadly, a mitzvah is given. Then hamidois shatora nedreshes b'ein. Those midos that you use to darshan the Torah, whether it's Rabbi Ishmael or Rabbi Yosef Glili, those things, the halachos to Moshe Misrael nimsor l'Yisrael be'al peh, those things were given to Klal Yisrael be'al peh. It's not in Torah shebichsav. Ume'ahavasam la'mitzvois ve'la'metzave bahen. Out of the love for the mitzvois and the one who gave the mitzvois, shakdu al perush kol ha'mitzvois. Then they applied themselves to the explanation of all mitzvois ad shezachinu la'shas ha'adir shelanu, to the point we have this colossal shas that we have. Beyachas shel klalei ha-Torah la-pratim. Regarding the relationship between generalities of Torah and specifics, navikan dugma mihilchois brachois. We'll cite one example, and it comes from the context of brachois. Nifsak la-halacha. Here's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Heviu lefanav davar shebirkasoi borei pri ha-adama v'davar shebirkasoi she-akoel. A person is offered two foods. One of them, borei pri ho'eitz, and the other one, she'akoel. So borei pri ho'eitz koidemes. The halacha is that we say the bracha of borei pri ho'eitz first. Shehi chashuva. It is more important. She'ena piteres el davar echad, because it only exempts one thing, that which grows on a tree. V'chein, similarly, borei pri ha'adama v'she'akoel. If you have two foods, one is borei pri ha'adama and one is she'akoel, borei pri ha'adama koidemes. The virkas borei pri ha'etz mevoyereres tfei, says the Shulchan Aruch. The bracha borei pri ha'etz is more clear, it's more specific. V'chashuva mivirkas she'akoel. It is more important than the bracha of she'akoel, she'einah rak bracha koileles lechol minim, because that one is broad, it includes everything. This is in Ora Chaim Siman Reish Yud Aleph, from a Gemara in Brachos. Says the author, "Baseichel ha'enoshi shelanu." Very likely, if we had to apply our own minds to this question, "Hayinu omrim shebikas shakol chashuva yosel," we would probably have said that Shehakol is more important. Shehariyesh b'shevach gadoil. It includes such a tremendous praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehakol niyeh b'dvar Hashem. Everything is in. That's what it seems to us. Shehakol niyeh b'dvar is a more important bracha. Ach chazal loikach limdunu. Chazal do not teach us that way. V'chol ma shebaracha piratis yoser yichashuva yoser. The more a bracha is specific, the more it is important. That's why Boripio eats before Shehakol. Ad shebarachos ha-mo'ilos b'yoser, to the point where the supreme brachos, the most important brachos, hen ha-moitzi over Ripi ha-gofen, shen al prat echad levad. They are the most specific. They are the ones that apply to one thing, either bread or grape juice, wine. What do we see? Harei kesh'anu mevarchim es ha-kadosh b'hu al shebara davar chad b'msuyam. When we bless ha-kadosh b'hu for having created something specific, like Boripio eats, אנו ממחישים לעצמנו יויסר, we make it more tangible to ourselves, as בריאז כל פרט שבעולם בידי הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's more tangible to us that he created every specific thing. We don't leave it at the generality, שהכל נהיה בדברו, we point out that this particular fruit was created by הקדוש ברוך הוא. That's the example, and now he elaborates. זה כלל גדול באמונסנו ובסברסנו הקדושה. This is a tremendous principle, a very important point in אמונה and in the Torah. בכלל הבריאה ובכלל ההשגחה גם הגויים מועידים. The goyim in general acknowledge the overall creation of the world and overall providence. They speak about that too. אבל שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברא כל פרט ופרט, והקדוש ברוך הוא is responsible for everything, ושההשגחה היא פרטיס על כל פרט ופרט, and that his providence, his השגחה, his interaction with us extends to every individual, זוהי רק אמונסינו. Similarly, גם הגויים מועידים במצוויס כלליויס. The goyim also acknowledge general mitzvahs, כגויים בעשרת הדיברויס. If we speak about Western civilization, in general, they uphold the עשרת הדיברויס and they acknowledge it as the foundation of morality. אבל פרטי ודקדוקי המצוויס, but the details of the mitzvahs, and we could even say other mitzvahs, the more obscure ones, so to speak, הן רק נחלת כלל ישראל. They are the property, so to speak, only of Klal Yisrael. HaTorah HaMevoyreres, the clarified, the specific Torah, hi HaTorah SheBe'al Peh, shehi Torah HaPeratim Shel HaMitzvahs. It's a Torah of details, of specific. In brackets, shuv, once again, HaOlam HaBaruch Shel HaTorah. We spoke previously about the clear world of the Torah. We spoke about the Gemara in Psachim, with the Amora went to the next world, had a peek at the next world, and came back and told his father what he saw. And his father said, "Olam barur ra'isa." You saw a clear world. And we said that that's the concept of Torah, is to achieve clarity in olam hazeh already, not just a superficial, but clarity all the way down. So that's what he's saying now. Again, we see olam habarur shel haTorah v'cha'es be'adgasha nosefes. Now we have an additional emphasis once we see this. Shabirur yapatiyus shel Torah shebal peh. We see over here clarity comes from the details encompassed in Torah shebal peh. Amal rav darush la'abod al kol perat ufrat shel sugya achas. Much toil is necessary to ascertain every detail of one sugya, to learn a sugya properly. Umikol sheken shel maseches shleima. To ascertain all the details of an entire maseches demands immense effort. Umikol sheken shel kol hashas, multiplied many times over, to understand all the details of all the shas is requires colossal effort. Lekabalas amal ze, in order to accept, to commit themselves to this toil, alatzmam, to commit themselves to this toil, hayu zekukim lesiyata dishmai shel kfiyas har kegigis. They needed the siyata dishmai of the mountain held over them. Now notice the author is giving you pshat in the tsugi. He's telling you it was a case of siyata d'shemaya. Not like we understand it. Somebody with a sledgehammer over your head, you'd better do so. The author has explained to you the correct view of this incident is it was siyata d'shemaya of holding the mountain over the heads. Shekivyachol hakadosh baruch hu anas oisam meroiv ahavasoi lekabel Torah shebe'al peh. Kivyachol hakadosh baruch hu forced them out of love for them to accept Torah Shebe'al Peh, shehi ha-mistorin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Chazal. Chazal refer to Torah Shebe'al Peh as the hidden knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu ratza limsor rak lechlal Yisrael, that he wanted to give only to Klal Yisrael, Thereby he showed them his intense love for them. And in brackets, Valam Anes Nema, regarding the one who forces a woman, the pasuk says, Loy Sihye Leisha, she'll become his wife, Lo Yuchale Shalachah Kol Yamav. He cannot then divorce her. That's what the Maharal points out on the spot. In other words, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu forces him to receive it, he commits himself to never divorcing Klal Yisrael. He can't, because the Torah says when a person is ma'aneis a woman, that's it. He loses the prerogative of divorce. He has to stay with her forever, no matter what happens. Ve'oidzes, furthermore, beholding the mountain, Shakadosh Baruch Hu alayim bechush, he showed them tangibly, ki Torah shebal peh hechrechis v'yefshal yichus biladeh. The Torah shebal peh is imperative and you cannot live without it. That was certainly capable of arousing intense love for Torah Shebal Peh by Klal Yisrael, lekabel amalah shel Torah. It helped them to, again, to commit themselves to the immense toil that they would need in order to clarify the whole of Shas. The same Midrash continues. Uminayin ata lameid shein ahava zoi ele leshon Talmud. Where do we see that this love that you're speaking about is really associated with learning? See what the pasuk that follows says. So the pasuk begins, the Shema begins, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ve'ohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, love. And then the next pasuk speaks about these words being upon your heart. Ve'eize zet talmud shu'al alev. This study, words being on your heart, it's a reference to Talmud, to learning Torah she'be'al peh. Hevei omer v'shinantam levanecha, and we see it in the phrase v'shinantam levanecha, zet talmud. We're talking about Talmud she'tzarich shinun. V'shinantam requires shinun, repetition, girsa. Lelamedcha, to teach you, she'parasha rishona she'kiyas shema, the first paragraph of the Shema, ein bach perush patan schara bo'ilam hazeh. It does not include verses that speak about Sachar in Olam Hazeh, Kemo Shekasuv Bepasha Shnia, which we do have in the second paragraph of the Shema, where it says, Ayayim Shema Tishmeru, if you will accept the Torah, Venosatim Etar Artzechem, I will give you your rain and prosperity. The second paragraph has that, but the first does not. Ze Matan Sachar Oskei Mitzvois Shein Oskim Batalmud. The second paragraph refers to those who are involved in Mitzvois, but not so much involved in learning. So their secha is in Olam Hazeh. Furthermore, the second paragraph says, to love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. Does not say with all your resources. Again to teach you, a person is committed to a life of luxury and comfort. He will not be able to master Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh requires a commitment that even if there's discomfort, a lack of sleep, that one has to wake up early, and one has to go to sleep late and spend time learning, it wears a person down physically. A person is worn down by Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, the sachar for Torah Shebal Peh is only in Olam Haba, which is why in the first paragraph of the Shema, it doesn't mention rain and prosperity and animals and flocks, it doesn't. Shneima, again the same pasuk, V'ha'am ho'ilechim b'choshech ra'u oir gadoil. The nation walk in the darkness, we said before, those are Talmidei Chachamim who learn Shas, they will see a great light. What is this great light, oir gadoil? Oir shnivra b'yom harishoin, the light created on that first day, Shegenazoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ameilei Torah shebal peh b'yom uvalayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away for those who toil in Torah shebal peh day and night, shebizchusan ha'ilam umed, because it's in their merit that the world stands. That's the passage in the Midrash. Bo u'rekan davar nifla, says the author, this is wondrous. HaMidrash meva'er kol ha'parasha rishona shel kriyas Shema al Torah shebal peh. As we saw, the Midrash says that the first paragraph of Shema is all about Torah shebal peh. Ha'ahava yileshon talmud, ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha connotes study, commitment to learning. Ve'azeh mochiach ha'imshech, and then you have, it's indicated by the continuation. Ve'hayu ha'devarim ha'ile al levavecha daik, it must be on your heart specifically. ומזה נמשך החיוב של שינון וחידוד. That carries with it the obligation of repetition and sharpening, שאם ישאלך אדם דבר אל תגמגם. That's Rashi quoting Chazal on that pasuk, that if a person asks you, don't stutter, you don't have to hesitate, it must be at your fingertips, we would say, mamish in your mouth to be able to answer. והחיוב של עיקר דיבוך יהיה בדברי תורה. It connotes this idea that most of your speech should be in דברי תורה, וגם מצווה תפילין, it speaks about that, היא למען תהיה תורת השם בפיך, so that the words of Hashem should be in your mouth. והלוי פרשה ראשונה היא קבלס עול מחוש שמיים. You could ask, haven't we always learned, ever since Cheder, that קבלס עול מחוש שמיים is the essence of the first paragraph? It's to accept הקדוש ברוך הוא's yoke. The answer is, hein, hein הדברים. It's equivalent, it's exactly that. קבלס עול מלכוס שמיים, וקבלס עול עמל תורה של פה, היינוח, it's the same thing, to accept עול מלכוס שמיים, to accept the yoke of the toil of תורה של פה, it's exactly the same thing. מהי מלכוס שמיים? After all, what does it mean to accept הקדוש ברוך הוא is king? It means השליטה של רצון השם, על כל פרט ופרט בעולם ובאדם. It means that one accepts upon himself the control, the sovereignty of Hashem over every detail of the world and the individual. וזוהי תורה שבעל פה. That's precisely what תורה שבעל פה is. As we said, the details of every action, every thought. So קבלס עול מלכות שמיים is to accept upon himself the toil of תורה שבעל פה. Then הפרשה השנייה היא קבלס עול מצוויס. The second paragraph according to this midrash is the parsha of accepting the yoke of mitzvois, ולכן אין בה התנאי של בכל מאידך. It does not have בכל מאידך. It only says בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם, not בכל מאידכם. כי יש המצוויס יכול לקיים גם מי שאוהב או איש ותענוג. The mitzvois can be fulfilled by somebody who is committed to luxury and comfort. It can still be a Jew who fulfills mitzvois and not spend all that much money. ויש גם הרבה מצווי שאדם אוכל פירוסים בעולם הזה, furthermore, there are many mitzvois for which there's reward in this world, אשר על זה נאמר, regarding which that pasuk says, ונוסעתים את ארציכם. The pasuk in the second paragraph, you will have rain and prosperity, etc. מה שאין כן תורה, not so for the learning of Torah, ששכרה רק בעולם הבא, as the Midrash points out, the שכר for that is only in עולם הבא, the אויר גדול, ועמלה של תורה בחייב אהבה בכל מידך. And furthermore, in the first paragraph, it says, בכל מידך, you have to be able to give up everything. וכל קבלס אויל עמל תורה שבעל פה נובז, where does this stem from? The commitment to accept upon myself the toil of תורה שבעל פה, it stems from שמה ישראל השם אלוקין השם אחד, אחדוסוי יסבורך מחייבס איסנו לקבל מחוסי סבורך עלינו. His oneness obligates us to accept upon himself, upon ourselves, his מלכוס, והמסתורין של הקדוש ברוך הוא, again that phrase which comes from Chazal, the hidden knowledge of הקדוש ברוך הוא, כיצד מגלים מלכוסי בעולם, how do we reveal and how do we discover Hashem's מלכוס in the world, היא התורה שבעל פה. ולכן אנו מקבלים עלינו בפרשה זו, אויל עמל תורה שבעל פה. That's why in this parasha, in the first one, we accept the commitment to toil and תורה שבעל פה. מי שיש לו לב, a person with a heart, ישתימם ממהלך חדש זה, should be astonished at this new approach בפרשה ראשונה של קריאת שמע, in this first paragraph of the שמע, ומהכוונה שיש לכוון בהם, the intentions, the understanding one must have when reciting it. I made a note for myself to look at the Maharal here, in Tiferes Yisrael, at the end of Perik Samech Beis. Al Havas, תורה בכל מידך, regarding loving the Torah with all of your resources. נוסנו לנו חזל ציור נוירה. חזל give us an awesome illustration. This is a midrash in Shir HaShirim. רבי יוחנן הווה מטייל. He was strolling. וסליק מטבריה לציפוירין. He was going up from טבריה to ציפוירי. והווה רבי חייא בר אבא סמך לה. His close Talmid, רבי חייא בר אבא, was supporting him. רבי יוחנן was aged. מותון חד בישחק לו, they passed a certain field. אומר רבי יוחנן, הדין בישחק לו, הווס דידי, this field used to belong to me. וזבינתה בגין מולעי באוי רייסה, I sold it because of my toil in Torah, to support myself in learning Torah. מותון חד בישכרם, they then passed a vineyard. ואומר רבי יוחנן, הדין בישכרם, דידי הווס, this vineyard used to belong to me. וזבינתה בגין מולעי באוי רייסה, I sold it in order to support myself in learning Torah. Motun chad beis zeisa, they passed an orange grove, sorry, an olive grove. Doma k'moich, is it the same thing? So this olive grove used to belong to me, etc. Shorei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba bochei. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he told me, started crying. Omaloi ma'at bochei. Why are you crying? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said to him, Omaloi b'chi ana delei shavakt lesivoseich klum. He says, I'm crying because you've left nothing for your old age. You've sold off all your property. There's nothing left. No, retirement annuities, nothing, nothing left. Omale chiyabni, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, chiyabni, unkalaza be'enecha mashasisi, you think it's simple what I did? Shemochati davar shenita l'shisha yamim, I sold something that was given in 6 days, shenema kishay shesemi asa Hashem, but why did I sell it? Aval hatira nidna l'arba'im yamim. The Torah was given in 40 days, shenema vahisham im Hashem mem yamim. Moshe was there with Hashem 40 days. So I sold something that is represented by the 6 days of creation for the sake of the Torah, which is represented by the 40 days of Matan Torah. Much more valuable. I did a good deal. I'm very happy with what I did, says Rabbi Yochanan. And the Midrash continues, Kadadomach Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was Niftar, Hayad Doyroi Kurelav, his generation said about him, it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is why this passage is in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Im Yitein Ish Kol Hon Beisoi, Rabbi Yochanan exemplified love for Torah. Just, he had no concern for money whatsoever when it came to Torah. Hadavarim noiraim. These are awesome words, says the author. Ad hichan adam chayav leover satorah bechol meidoy. How far the obligation of bechol meidecha goes with all of your resources, with all of your property. To summarize. מדברי המדרש תנחומה אנו למדים. We learn from the Midrash. כי הכניסה לתורה שבעל פי דווקא באהבה רבה. The entry, the key point in terms of entry into Rashi Balpe is love. And of course the author is hinting to the bracha. He is not telling us this, but it's a hint to the bracha before the Shema. אהבה רבה. And we respond with love. אהבה בנתה אס השס אדיר. Love is what built this colossal shas that we have, ha-mevaer kol pirtei v'dikdukei teriyag ha-mitzvois, that clarifies and explains all the details and specifics of 630 mitzvois, uv ahava nechnesim elav. One has to enter it with love, with a commitment. Love brings that commitment to the toil. Yesoid ahava, what's the foundation of this love? Lo das kol prat v'chol hechitim tzerechukam ehov. To know every detail of your beloved, every minutia, every little point about your beloved. Vilidia pratis zeis, and to this specific knowledge, zacha klal Yisrael b'Torah shebal peh. That's what klal Yisrael earned in Torah shebal peh. Adkan.